fixing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at KansasTreeCare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 98 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We know there are plenty of places to get your news. Thank you for choosing KPR today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will remember the Blair Witch Project. If you weren't around 25 years ago, I cannot tell you how much of a cultural splash this thing made. Sort of a rudimentary internet mythology sprung up. Freaked a lot of people out. We're going to talk about the Blair Witch Project coming up in just a few moments. Get an update of news headlines. We'll get you the details on the final federal report on Indian boarding schools. We will also learn more about the use of aerial drones in modern agriculture. All of this is coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Don't forget, following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny. Tonight, kisses are part of the theme. One is poisonous, one is not. Also hear some Ray Vaughan Williams, the William Tell Overture, and a whole lot more. Join us tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One stations for Classical Music with Destiny. It is 3:20.
Support for...
Now we come back from the Olympics and we make that really happen.
How the 20-year-old rookie hopes to change men's gymnastics on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow are A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole-person care, including vaccines all under one roof, serving private and Medicare clients. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. I'll tell you about the heat afflicting the area for the next few days. The time is 3:30.
Trudeau says foreign-backed right-wing forces are trying to oust him. He's broken diplomatic relations with seven Latin American countries who criticized the election results. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Caracas.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. While the extreme heat continues, temperatures climbing into the triple digits in various areas around the KPR listening area, the National Weather Service in Topeka has issued an extreme heat warning. It is in effect through Thursday evening for most of us. Heat index values are predicted to climb between 105 and 115 degrees. Make sure you take it easy. Do not overexert yourself. Get into shade. If you have to be working outside, make sure you stay hydrated. Water is best. Check on your neighbors and don't forget your pets. If the asphalt is too hot for you to place your hand on comfortably, it's too hot to walk your dog. Two major drug manufacturers, AbbVie and AstraZeneca, are suing Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach over a new state law that blocks them from refusing to sell discounted medicine to certain pharmacies. These pharmacies contract with hospitals and clinics participating in a federal drug savings program. The lawsuit alleges the pharmacies are not passing the savings of discounted drugs on to patients and are instead profiting off of those discounted drugs. But Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says many rural hospitals need to contract with outside pharmacies to provide those drugs to patients. She says limiting the number of contract pharmacies also limits patient access to certain services.
So early screening and detection of cancer, improved access to mental health, just to name a few things that people would want and need and expect and hope to have close to home.
Similar lawsuits by drug manufacturers have been filed in other states, including Missouri. Attendance is improving at several Wichita schools after the district hired a company that alerts families when their child misses too much school. Wichita contracted with California-based Everyday Labs at 13 schools with high rates of chronic absenteeism. The company sends emails or text messages to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says early reports show improvement at all of the schools.
Every school that had Everyday Labs last year saw a decrease in chronic absenteeism. The lowest decrease was 3.8%, and the biggest decrease was White Elementary, which was 12%.
Absenteeism has been a problem for schools across the state following the COVID pandemic. Last school year, about one in five Kansas students was chronically absent. That means they missed 10% of their school time, or about 18 days. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows only dipping down to around 80 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high around 100. Heat index values tomorrow up to 110. It's 3:35.
This is all.
Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Drones flying over Midwestern fields are likely to become a more common sight. Farmers are finding that the remotely piloted aircraft can do everything from spraying crops to monitoring livestock. As Harvest Public Media's Michaela Voris reports, experts say drones are becoming an increasingly important tool in the average farmer's toolbox.
A couple of years ago from AgriSpray.
You need to be able to fix the drones yourself in that field when you have a breakdown. And it's important when you're operating any piece of machinery that you understand how it works.
Gebhardt says using drones is a learning process, but he's found every year he's been able to spray his fields more efficiently. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Michaela Voris.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find more Harvest stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll tell you more about the protests going on in Venezuela. We will learn about the outreach to men in the Kamala Harris campaign. It was a really big Zoom meeting last night, and it broke all sorts of records. So we'll be talking about that, plus the women's gymnastics team finals at the Olympics, all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Most of us in the KPR listening area have an excessive heat warning all the way through till 7 o'clock Thursday night. The exception being Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Yours is until 8 o'clock Thursday night. It is 10 minutes before 4.
NPR. For Frederick Richard, making the U.S. men's gymnastics team was only the beginning. How the 20-year-old rookie hopes to change the sport beyond the Olympics on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also listen by telling your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 98 degrees in Lawrence. It is 95 in Abilene. The time is 4 o'clock.
Can be found on local cable systems or at jtv.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Lows tonight only getting down to around 80 degrees. We have excessive heat warnings in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday evening. It is 4:06.
On it. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You will also find us broadcasting at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, or use our KPR app. We have one for iOS and one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of two musicians and two dancers that highlights the intimacy of her voice and her instrument. StiefelTheater.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. We will talk a bit about the Tiny Desk Concert. You know, they've received about 7,000 entries this year. Not everyone could win. So we've been going through, talking about some of the notable runner-up entries today, focusing on jazz entries. That's coming up before we get to 5 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at StonebackAppliance.com, where they've got your back.
Join us Thursday night at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Classics Live. This week's soloist is still in high school in Lawrence. You absolutely won't believe it. Matthew Liu will astound you with his sensitive and mature playing. Little bit of Beethoven, little bit of Liszt, lots of great teen artistry coming your way on Classics Live, KPR One stations, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, immediately following All Things Considered. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect for most of us in the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. It is 99 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes
tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer will bring you up to date.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering a variety of public events throughout the year for K-12 youth, KU students, and families, including monthly series and special events. See upcoming events at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 99 degrees in Lawrence, 98 in Topeka. It is 4:30.
News, Caracas.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Just to quickly recap about the extreme heat throughout the KPR listening area. We have an excessive heat warning until 7 o'clock Thursday night. This is for virtually all of the KPR listening area. The exceptions are as follows. We have an excessive heat warning until 8 o'clock Thursday night for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. The excessive heat warning only runs through 7 o'clock tomorrow night for Brown and Nemaha counties. An excessive heat warning until 7 o'clock tomorrow night for Doniphan County, Kansas, also Atchison, Andrew, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri, and an excessive heat warning until 7 o'clock tomorrow night for Buchanan and Ray counties. They will then also get a heat advisory going into effect through 7 o'clock Thursday after that excessive heat warning expires at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Again, that's for Buchanan and Ray counties. Make sure you stay hydrated. Stay in the shade if you must be outside. Make sure you find some place to cool down. Check your municipal online resources. Most cities and towns do have cooling centers set up. Be sure to check on your neighbors and spare a thought for your pets as well. Give them plenty of water, a cool place to be, and make sure you don't sort of force them into physical activity on hot asphalt. That is very dangerous for your pets. Two major drug manufacturers, AbbVie and AstraZeneca, are suing Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach over a new state law blocking them from refusing to sell discounted medicine to certain pharmacies. These pharmacies contract with hospitals and clinics participating in a federal drug savings program. The lawsuit alleges the pharmacies aren't passing those savings of discounted drugs on to patients and are instead profiting off the discounted drugs. But Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says many rural hospitals need to contract with outside pharmacies to provide drugs to patients. She says limiting the number of contract pharmacies also limits patient access to certain services.
So early screening and detection of cancer, improved access to mental health, just to name a few things that people would want and need and expect and hope to have close to home.
Similar lawsuits by drug manufacturers have been filed in other states, including Missouri. Derek Mine of Paola, Kansas, did make the final round of Olympic men's trap shooting today in Paris, but he finished without a medal in fifth place, which is still none too shabby. Mine worked his way from a six-way tie to reach that final round. Nathan Hales of Great Britain won the gold medal. But congratulations to Derek Mine. It's 99 degrees in Lawrence. It's 99 in Abilene. It's 96 in Chanute. It's 435.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we will have a fresh update of national and international headlines, followed by an update from Jane Arraf. A large blast rocked southern Beirut today. What we know, what we still don't know, Jane's reporting there for us. We will also speak to a former friend of the Republican vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
Lows only around 80 degrees tonight. That is not very comfortable sleeping weather. Stay as comfortable and cool as you can. We have an excessive heat warning through 7 o'clock Thursday night.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
EasyCater.com. This is NPR.
For Frederick Richard, making the U.S. men's gymnastics team was only the beginning. How the 20-year-old rookie hopes to change the sport beyond the Olympics on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with your local host, Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 99 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Merchants Pub and Plate in downtown Lawrence, serving familiar dishes through a seasonal local lens, and a bar with 30 craft beers, wine, and handcrafted cocktails. More at merchantsonmass.com.
It's 97 degrees in Lawrence, 95 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, the final report of the Department of Interior has been released on its investigation into the legacies of federal Indian boarding schools. We will also visit the border. Ciudad Juarez, the number of immigrants trying to cross the southern border illegally has gone down. Many are waiting to enter the U.S. using an app. Those stories and much more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
It's hot. It's going to be hot. It's July. It's Kansas. It's hot. An excessive heat warning is in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area in some form. Until 7 o'clock Thursday night, till 8 o'clock Thursday night if you're down around Chanute or out in Cottonwood Falls, till 7 o'clock tomorrow night if you're in Brown and Nemaha counties. If you're in St. Joe, you have an excessive heat warning till 7 o'clock Wednesday night, and then you get a heat advisory until 7 o'clock Thursday night. So it's a little scattershot, but the bottom line is it's hot. Take care while you're out and about, and always check the back seat of your car before you hop out.
Support for
and we made that really happen.
How the 20-year-old rookie hopes to change men's gymnastics on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition coming your way. 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of two musicians and two dancers playing from eight albums plus brand new work. Stiefeltheater.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 96 degrees in Topeka. It is 95 in Manhattan. It's 5:30.
And we are running hard in both.
Trump is set to campaign here on Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street as Microsoft and some other big tech stocks slid. The Dow gained 203 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A lawsuit filed today by the National Women's Law Center alleges the University of Kansas Health System refused to perform an emergency abortion on a patient. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Lawyers say Melissa Farmer, a Missouri resident at the time, was experiencing a miscarriage at nearly 18 weeks of pregnancy when she arrived at KU Health System's emergency room in August 2022. They say Farmer needed an emergency abortion but was denied care by KU. The lawsuit alleges the hospital violated federal law that requires hospitals to treat or stabilize patients in a health crisis before transferring or dismissing them. The lawsuit says KU also violated state non-discrimination laws. A spokesperson for KU declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Two major drug manufacturers, AbbVie and AstraZeneca, are suing Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach over a new state law that blocks them from refusing to sell discounted medicine to certain pharmacies. These pharmacies contract with hospitals and clinics participating in a federal drug savings program. The lawsuit alleges the pharmacies aren't passing the savings of discounted drugs on to patients and are instead profiting off of the discounted drugs. But Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says many rural hospitals need to contract with outside pharmacies to provide drugs to patients. She says limiting the number of contract pharmacies also limits patient access to certain services.
So early screening and detection of cancer, improved access to mental health, just to name a few things that people would want and need and expect and hope to have close to home.
Similar lawsuits by drug manufacturers have been filed in other states, including Missouri. Attendance is improving at several Wichita schools after the district hired a company that alerts families when their child misses too much school. Wichita contracted with California-based Everyday Labs at 13 schools with high rates of chronic absenteeism. The company sends email or text messages to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says early reports show improvement at all of the schools.
Every school that had Everyday Labs last year saw a decrease in chronic absenteeism. The lowest decrease was 3.8%, and the biggest decrease was White Elementary, which was 12%.
Absenteeism has been a problem for schools all across the state following the COVID pandemic. Last school year, about 1 in 5 Kansas students was chronically absent. That means they missed 10% of their school time, about 18 days. Excessive heat warnings in effect for virtually the entire KPR listening area until 7 o'clock Thursday night. This is KPR. It's 5:35.
This is...
You're listening to All Things Considered.
And you are listening to NPR on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Drones flying over Midwestern fields are likely to become a more common sight. Farmers are finding that the remotely piloted aircraft can do everything from spraying crops to monitoring livestock. As Harvest Public Media's Michaela Voris reports, experts say drones are becoming an increasingly important device in a farmer's toolbox.
That you understand how it works.
Gebhardt says using drones is a learning process, but he's found every year he's been able to spray his fields more efficiently. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Michaela Voris.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. It includes Kansas Public Radio. You will find more Harvest stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered awaits you. In our next 30 minutes, the latest on the big protests going on down in Venezuela after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed an unverifiable victory. Protests are growing. We will also talk about the Kamala Harris campaign and how she is reaching out to potential voters and donors, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
An excessive heat warning in effect for virtually everyone until 7 o'clock Thursday night. The end time sort of varies from place to place, but in general it's going to be dangerously hot for the next couple of days. It is 10 minutes before 6.
...to students in grades K through 12. Mathnasium.com. This is NPR.
For Frederick Richard, making the U.S. men's gymnastics team was only the beginning. How the 20-year-old rookie hopes to change the sport beyond the Olympics on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Start off your day with Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.